My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
I can't tell the difference between dirt and crap.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Stick it, stick it, stick it.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
I'm going to go ahead and push this over now.
Now, get ready.
To get dirty.
That's 60 pounds of poop.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, it's off to the races.
I'm getting tired.
Nice job, boy. Nice job.
And we help the horses with their continence issues.
He appears to be wearing a giant diaper.
Man, tea is terrible smelling stuff.
Ooh, we'll hit the locker room to get the inside poop.
Okay. Sorry, Pot.
And the post-game show is full of you know what.
Oh, what a great way to cool off in the dog days of summer. A big tin of crap.
Oh, God.
Well, today I've come to Woodford County, Kentucky. Take a look around, you can probably guess why. Bourbon. Oh, yeah. You want bourbon. There is no place better on the face of the earth to come than Woodford County, Kentucky. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's really the only place where you can get bourbon. I'm talking about Kentucky in general. Not sipping whiskey. That's next door up in Tennessee. That's something else altogether. I'm talking about bourbon. Kind they make locally right here in casks of newly charred oak. Oh, it brings out the flavor every single sip. An unexampled experience that will live in the reptilian part of your brain for time immemorial. They also have horses here. Somewhere.
Truth be told, in Kentucky, the thoroughbred horse is a star athlete. And like all great competitors, what they eat can make the difference between winning and losing. So here at the Kentucky Equine Research Facility, nutrition and exercise trials are conducted year-round to produce healthier and more athletic horses.
Huh. All the horses apparently are inside. That explains things. This is Joe Pagan. And is there any bourbon here?
Not right now, maybe later.
This is your facility?
This is Kentucky Equine Research. Welcome.
Indeed it is. Thank you. And that's your official logo?
That's right.
That's a good-looking logo.
That's the USEF. That's the United States Equestrian Federation.
Oh, that's a different logo.
Yeah, we're their nutritionist.
So you're in the business of what, making specific types of food? For
Equine nutrition. We do research and consultation, so we don't make the food. We advise people about how to make the food.
So you do things to feed, you give them to the horses you have here, and based on those results, you can make a recommendation to your clients.
Exactly.
Is there any bourbon in any of the food?
Actually, there is a byproduct of bourbon in the food.
Really?
There is.
Can you bring the whole bourbon thing like back around? Because, I mean, I know that Kentucky, I mean, to me anyway, it's bourbon and horses, sure. But is there a link?
The link is the ground. The limestone is good for growing grass that makes horses big and strong and good racehorses.
Calcium?
Calcium in the limestone, exactly. And the limestone's good to filter the water to make good bourbon.
So maybe if things go well today and we wrap up early, we could experience both of the things that Kentucky is so famous for.
I'm pretty sure you can.
That'd be good news. So in order to know how the food is doing inside of the horse or how the horse is doing as a result of the food that you're recommending, what is it, blood work? Is it?
There's several different things we can do. Some is doing exercise tests on our high-speed treadmill to see how it affects their athletic performance, which he seems pretty happy about.
Is that love in the air?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Could be anything.
And some of it is done by actually testing the feed and determining its digestibility.
Well, maybe you should tell me what's going on over here. Is it, what's happening? Is everything okay?
I think that's a two-year-old thoroughbred. He's actually a horse we're going to test today. And these are two-year-old thoroughbreds that are destined for the racetrack.
What's his name that we're going to test?
Harry.
Can I say hi right
sure.
now?
Absolutely.
Who's that talking to Harry?
That is our veterinarian, Dr. Brian Waldridge.
Brian?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? I'm Mike.
Good.
Hi there. What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine? How did Harry get his name?
When he first arrived, he had warts, but they grow out of it as a yearling.
He had warts?
Yeah. So after Hogwarts, Harry Potter.
Oh, Hogwarts, right.
Oh, clever.
Are you English?
I am, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, this is Harry.
Yes, sir.
All right. What are we going to do with Harry, exactly?
We're going to put intravenous catheter in. When he goes for his exercise test, we're going to measure blood lactate, which helps us to know how well he exercises.
Where's the catheter go?
It goes in his jugular vein on his left side.
That's good news. Knowing the catheters can go virtually anywhere, that's a good one. Okay, is it dangerous at all? Is it?
No, he's a pretty good horse.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Okay.
He's a male, so he's going to be a little bit tougher than your average.
So the catheter goes in. We lead Harry to a treadmill. Harry runs. Yes, we take blood as he's running?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's all getting very interesting. Okay. Well, I'll do whatever you allow me to do.
We're going to start out with a small area so we can get that good and sterile, and then we'll scrub that up, and I'll have you do the scrub.
Great.
Now, we're just going to clip this, and then I'll have you do the sterile prep. So this is some antibacterial soap, and then we're just going to scrub in that area. And you want to start in the middle, mm-hmm. Just work your way to the outside.
All right. Harry, I think you'll enjoy this, actually. It should be very soothing.
And then we'll do a block with some lidocaine so he won't feel when we put in the catheter.
I remember hearing lidocaine a lot on, I think it was Emergency 51 when I was growing up. So I do know some stuff about medicine.
Good boy.
Thank you. I need that constant kind of feedback, Catherine. This is going to be one clean area of operation.
So now we're good and clean, and we'll insert the catheter. I'll have you cut the sutures because we're going to sew this catheter in because it's going to move a lot now.
You're going to sew the catheter under the skin?
To the skin.
I didn't realize it was minor surgery.
Well, it sort of is. We do it sterilely because we want to make sure we don't track any bacteria into the blood.
Of course. Okay.
So this is some saline that has some heparin in it, and the heparin stops the blood from clotting in the catheter. So
heparin stops blood from clotting in the catheter. Did you know that?
I did.
You haven't learned anything yet that you didn't already know, have you?
But I am nearly at the end of my internship, so.
Oh, so you're pretty well up to speed.
Nearly graduated.
How long has your internship been?
12 months, a year.
Oh. I knew 12 months was a year, by the way.
12 months.
Yeah. Is it rare?
So this is a catheter. It has two parts.
Mm-hmm.
The white part's actually the part that's going to stay in the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's actually over a large needle that's going to make the hole into the vein.
So, again, the point of this is you just can't extract blood from Harry. You need to extract the blood when he's in a highly exercised state.
Yes.
This must be a big treadmill.
It is. It's really large.
I mean, so it's not one of those elliptical ski things. Of course, now, how would he do that? Yeah, Catherine, so I asked some stupid questions once in a while, okay? That's how I roll.
Now we'll put this in. So what we're going to do, so we want to hold the vein off so we can actually see that vein. Then we're going to go through that lidocaine blip. And there's the blood.
You're in there, all right.
And we're going to cook this up real quick because they can get air in their jugular vein that goes to their brain and they go crazy.
Crazy as in drop dead?
Can. Sometimes they'll go blind, have seizures. It's temporary usually, except for the death part.
Yeah, that has a way of sticking.
This will allow us to be off the horse when we get our blood samples. So we're going to take this suture, which is loaded on a needle here, and we're just going to suture this to his skin. We're just going to take a little pinch of skin like that, and we'll tie that in.
Oh, boy.
Your voice is soothing. You should keep talking to him. I think he likes the accent.
Cut both of those.
Not like so?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Excellently done.
Thanks.
Now we're going to just get these little wings here.
How much blood do you want to take from him?
We'll take 15 cc's at a time, and we'll bleed him 10 or 12 times during the course of this trial.
Wow.
And now we're going to put a bandage over this. Just a couple times around will be plenty.
Okay.
That's it.
Off to the treadmill?
Yes.
What do you say, just Harry? A little workout?
It's time for Harry's big moment in the spotlight. But first, a pregame weigh-in.
1,190 pounds.
There you go.
Horse is half a ton.
Then he's fitted with a wireless heart monitor.
Don't skimp on the gel.
That must be tightly cinched in.
Tighter still?
If he kicks you, then you went too tight.
That'll be his subtle way of saying, no, no, thank you.
And finally, training time has come.
Right this way.
Will he pass or just pass out?
Doing good, Harry.
Whoa. Coming up.
Woo-hoo-hoo! She makes it exciting.
Let the bloodletting begin.
Now, this could go wrong in like 100 different ways, couldn't it?
It could, very quickly.
And Harry gets a rubdown, fit for a stud.
You have to sponge him everywhere.
Twigs and berries, too?
Twigs and berries, too.
I know, it's weird. It's weird for me, too.
Harry the horse is about to have his blood tested to see how efficient he exercises.
You're going to help. Dr. Brian is going to pull the blood off.
You need to extract the blood when he's in a highly exercised state.
Yes.
Good. He's ready to run.
Yeah, ready.
How long will the horse run, Brian? 20 minutes?
About 20.
About 20 minutes?
The entire test.
Jenny's going to be coaching you through what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
You're going to be handing off Dr. Brian the syringes. It's an important job. He's going to be pulling off the blood. You have to have his next syringe ready. Everything has to be right on time. We do it within 20 seconds.
Okay.
And you have to hand him two tubes within 20 seconds.
Okay. But one at a time?
One at a time.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm sure it'll all be made clear as we start doing it. Okay.
You ready to start? All right, starting.
So we do 5 minutes of walking, 2 minutes of trotting, 2 minutes of cantering. Once we start getting up into the higher speeds, it'll only be 1 minute intervals, so it gets a little bit faster.
That wireless monitor we fastened to Harry is sending its signals to this watch so we can constantly monitor his heartbeat.
So he went from 47 to 66 already, so he's moving along. Probably at 72, just standing here. Terrible.
The first syringe I receive is called bad blood. It's only bad because it's blood that's been sitting in the catheter. It's got to be cleared, then discarded. Next, I take a syringe of what we're after. Fresh blood that accurately represents Harry's current state. We put this into marked vials to be taken back to the lab.
Good job. And ready for the next one.
164. He's in a hurry. We're getting tired.
Altogether, Harry will donate 20 vials, or 1 pint of blood for the cause, all to measure his lactate level. Lactic acid is a waste product that forms in the muscle when it's fatigued. The faster a horse can run with lower blood lactate, the more fit the horse.
Now we only have 1 minute in between.
1 minute, holy cow, that's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
Right there.
Could go wrong in like 100 different ways, couldn't it?
It could, very quickly.
Not to worry, I'm on the scene. 201. It's fast. Woo-hoo-hoo! She makes it exciting. All that screaming.
Harry is now running at 25 miles an hour. He'll cover the equivalent of 3.2 miles when he's finally finished.
Brian's pretty cool.
Coming down.
Hey, you're right. Stuff happens fast.
So this is the cool down?
Yes.
You're sweating, Henry. I don't blame you.
I'm exhausted.
Nice job, boy. Nice job.
Harry's morning workout is behind him.
To the right?
No, to the left.
I had a 50-50 shot.
But we still have to take one more vial of blood before he's through.
I'm not getting a lot, but maybe there's not a lot to get, huh?
You drained him of blood.
You're all out, brother. Sorry.
Then it's time for a relaxing sponge bath for the horse.
You start on the top, work your way down, right?
Exactly.
Twigs and berries, too?
Twigs and berries, too. They get sweaty just like the rest of it.
Yeah, tell me about it. There you go. I know it's weird. It's weird for me, too. The old tail in the face, I don't take that personally.
I don't think you're doing a good job. He's not liking that. He's trying to bite me.
Oh, I know. You want the English girl, but sorry. You got me.
Finally, Harry is fed a gooey electrolyte mix to replenish any sodium, potassium, or calcium he burned during the test.
I know you've done this before.
I have a little bit of practice.
Uh-oh. You dropped some.
Tastes good.
Does it?
Okay.
It doesn't taste good at all. That was a straight up lie right there you hit me with.
It smells good anyway.
Nope, doesn't smell good either.
Salty? It smells like salt.
It's very salty. Did you want some more of this? Coming up under the towel, it's dying time.
They don't call me the Lord of the Horse Flies for nothing.
Die! These flies are fast. Some of the fastest I've seen. Thank you.
Fast like a racehorse.
Oh, tough day to be a fly, and I broke my hat.
And later, I get fresh with Pie the Horse and get what I deserve.
There we go.
Doesn't get much fresher. Harry the Horse is resting comfortably after his exercise routine. And now we'll head to the lab to test his results.
Yes.
On the treadmill.
This
is the lab. Yeah, we centrifuged all of our own blood samples, and we are able to run our own glucose and lactates, and that's what we're testing today is lactate.
Is this what this is?
Yes.
This is the 2300 Stat Plus?
Yes.
And that does what?
That measures glucose or lactate.
Okay.
But first we need to put on our lab coats.
All right. This girl's lab coat.
Well, there are a bunch of girls that work here, so.
I've seen that. I can't even button it. I don't have any practice buttoning from the left. God. Why am I even buttoning it? What are we? We're centrifuging.
Wait. You're good. You're good. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to go and we're going to place the blood samples in the centrifuge.
I'm going to follow you.
Okay. So this is the centrifuge.
Mm-hmm.
So first you need to turn it on. And there's a little switch in the back.
Okay.
Go ahead and lift up the lid. We can fit 8 tubes in there.
It smells funny.
It's like plastic.
It's got that new centrifuge smell. All right.
Okay. These are double. We pull one to sample and then one as a spare.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case anything happens.
Oh, so all that pressure out there, all that screaming you were doing for the second one really was not. But okay. No, I understand.
It's important in case one were to break. So just pull.
That's interesting.
This is separating. That's why we need to get it spun out pretty quickly.
The blood is separating.
Yes.
What's the yellow stuff?
That's going to be plasma.
And that's just all red blood cells. Yeah. Okay.
So just fill it up as far as you can. All right, go ahead and close the lid and lock it down. Okay, now you're going to set the timer for about 7.5 minutes or so. And then it's fresh.
Okay. So what do you want to do for 7 minutes?
I don't know.
Look at that fly. Watch him. Watch him. Watch him. Oh, tough day to be a fly, and I broke my hat. You're kidding. Where is he? Damn, I hate these things. These flies are fast. Some of the fastest I've seen. Is that one?
You're gonna have
to die! Step that way just a little bit. Under the towel. On the cabinet.
It's
dying time! Right by the centrifuge.
Careful you don't unbalance the centrifuge.
I don't want to unbalance anything. Unbelievable.
Hey, there he is.
So I'll kill anything right now.
Just kill it.
Under your knee.
Don't tell him if it lands on me.
Another one, Mike.
Jillian, these things are fast, I gotta tell you.
Fast like a racehorse.
Look, I tore him in half. I'm gonna need a new hat.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
How much time we got?
About 2 minutes.
I think this bell's gonna ring any second.
All right.
In fact, I'm gonna hold my breath, and I bet it's gonna ring before I have to breathe.
Okay.
You want to do it with me?
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
No cheating. You're slobbered.
I can't remember the last time I've held my breath, okay? I think you cheated anyway. You talked.
I can hold my breath and talk at the same time.
That's pretty talented.
Rub my belly, pat my head, you name it. Yeah. That wasn't a request, by the way. I was just simply saying that I'm capable of doing a series of things.
All right.
Yeah, that thing is still spinning. Look at that go. It's like some sort of centrifuge. Is it wrong just to reach in and stop it?
Yes.
Why?
Because you could damage the motor.
Never mind my hand, right? Who cares about my hand? Just don't hurt the motor.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to check and make sure that it's separated out all right.
Oh, that's the goal, to separate it, of course.
Yep, this is the plasma, and then this is the red blood cells.
Plasma is the yellow liquid component of blood in which the red blood cells are suspended.
So if you want to take those out and put those in there.
You care about the order?
No. All right. That's one way of doing it.
You said you didn't care about the order?
You're right, I did.
I like to mix it up a little bit. Why does everything have to be in such a line all the time?
It doesn't. We're going to pull off the plasma, and we're going to put them into these microcentrifuge tubes. So we're testing lactates. We don't want to go anything above 4 millimoles per liter of lactate when we're training them.
What's a millimole?
It's a measure.
I've never heard of millimole before.
Millimole. Okay, it's like a unit of measure.
I know, but is it like, look at the size of that millimole over there, or is it more like, has anyone seen the millimole?
It would be very small.
All right.
Yeah. I'll show you just a graph of Harry's last treadmill test. This is his lactate in millimoles per liter.
Whatever those are.
And this is his speed.
So the faster he runs, you can see the lactate increasing.
Yes. We want to train him so that we don't go above 4 millimoles per liter of lactate.
It's getting anaerobic here,
exactly.
Right?
He's getting fatigued. His muscles are getting tired.
And so this will determine...
This is getting them prepared to go to the racetrack and go to the races.
Okay.
But to find Harry's results, we'll need to pull off the separated plasma from his blood sample.
You just want plasma.
Yep. So you're going to stick it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just a little bit more.
Right now, the people at home are crazy. Honey, get in here. He's got a pipette.
The goal of this whole trial that we're doing with these two-year-olds is to see if we can manipulate ways to make them faster.
You ride?
I do ride.
Yeah?
Yeah. I play polo.
How long have you been playing polo?
Not very long. I've only been learning for...
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah. And the horses, too, could drown. You got to be so careful with them.
With the plasma separated from the blood, we can now take our samples to be measured for lactate levels.
We'll test his baseline sample first. I'll show you how to do it the first time.
All right, great.
Okay, so I'm going to push sample.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wait. There's a sipper needle that comes down that's going to suck a very, very small amount out of this tube. You only want to go in about 3 millimeters, just enough to get the end of the needle in there, basically.
Just put the tip in.
You want to put just enough so that that is in the plasma. Okay, so I'm going to push sample again and wait for it to pull away.
So that's all it's need, all it needs for what we
it's
took?
It's really simple. This machine does everything else for us. So it's giving us our lactate level, which is 1 millimole per liter.
Okay.
And then we have one more. We've got the 12. That's what we would expect his highest lactate to be.
Right. So what would you guess?
At 12 meters per second on his last treadmill test, which was 30 days ago,
mm-hmm.
he was above 8.
All right. Let me spell it out. A month ago, same horse was running about 12 meters a second. And when he hit that speed, he's very high. He's over 8. So is there anything we're hoping for?
We'd like to see it come down from that. That means he's getting more fit.
Let's look for a 7.4 or something like that.
Yeah.
It'd be huge.
Okay, it's ready to sample.
This goes in past the bubbles, and that goes there like that. Dip.
When we give this data to Dr. Pagan, he'll graph on there where their heart rates were at the time that their lactates were at, like, ideal level. So we would try to train them around that heart rate.
Well, that's how they exercise you at the fancy clubs.
Exactly.
You get your target heart rate,
so
then you maintain
it. From this, we would develop a target heart rate to train him at.
Well, what do we know?
So this one was
8.97,
so he was still up about the same, which means maybe that's about as fit as we can get them on the treadmill.
8.97. Okay. Well, I think we get it.
Coming up, if you're still awake, nice day for analyzing poop.
Yes, Marvin, it's yours. Then watch it come out again.
It's the three horsemen of the apocalypse.
Oh, it's really warm in there. That's 60 pounds of poo.
He's a pooping machine.
It's okay. I mean, look, poo is the glue that holds us together, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody poops.
So far, we've sucked the blood from a running horse.
That's interesting.
And spent a few riveting hours in the lab analyzing the data. But collecting training data on these thoroughbreds is only part of the story. The main focus here is on nutrition, and the only way to figure out what should go into a horse is to carefully study what comes out.
Well, we're at Marvin's house right now, obviously, and joined again with Jillian and Catherine. And what I'm told are several jugfuls of Marvin's pee.
Yeah. Catherine, why are we collecting Marvin's pee?
So we can analyze it for minerals.
And the goal, of course, of analyzing Marvin's urine is to find out what he should be eating or maybe what he's eating too much of.
They're on a digestion trial right now where we're feeding them a yeast.
What the heck is Marvin doing?
He's showing off for the cameras.
He's doing that in spite of the fact that he appears to be wearing a giant diaper.
Yes.
Catherine, why is he wearing a diaper?
So we can do total collections of feces and urine.
Marvin's been peeing inside that thing all day?
He has.
Is it a diaper? Diaper?
We call it a nappy.
Do you call it a nappy because that's what it is, or you just made up a name for the diaper?
Well, I think in Europe they would call diapers nappies anyway, right?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, how long will Marvin's humiliation last?
Usually about 5 days.
So for 5 days, you have to walk around peeing and pooping in this apparatus. And how often do you clean it?
3 to 4 times a day.
All right. Now, what just happened there?
He just took a drink.
We don't collect any of that slobber, do we?
No.
All right. Obviously, I'm delaying the inevitable. Why don't we go ahead and get his pee and his poo?
As you can feel right now, if you want to pull on it, it's pretty heavy.
That's a full nappy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a little screw cap right here.
Yeah?
You need to unscrew. We have to weigh this, so we don't want to lose anything if we can help it.
Yeah. Okay. Man, pee is terrible smelling stuff. Man. Oh, dear.
And you're also going to have to massage the bladder to kind of squeeze it out of there.
Ah, daggone it, Jillian, no matter how much you shake it, these last couple of drops. There we go. Dear me.
So you can go ahead and screw the cap back on the bladder.
Cap back on the bladder.
And then we're going to remove the nappy from the horse.
Oh, gosh, I wish you could smell my hand. I do. I wish you could just, I just wish I could reach into your living room with my hand and just rub it right under your nose. I wish I could. Pants are too long for this job, too.
We sometimes will roll our pant legs up to do this.
Super, super great tip. Just about an hour too late. Just, yep.
And you're going to have to slide it out between his legs.
All right.
Pull it out of there.
That's one disappointing.
Now we're going to take
right
it
there.
Out here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to turn Marvin loose for a little bit.
Turn him loose?
Yeah.
In the stall?
Yeah.
Loose. You're free, Marvin. Enjoy those 15 square feet.
So you're ready to empty the poo?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to do that.
Easiest way to do this is to grab on to these straps here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tilt it over top of the bucket and try to shake it out of that tail hole area.
I think it already came out of the tail hole.
So keep this kind of over top of the bucket.
Oh, I see, that tail
and
hole.
You want to tip it up and you're going to kind of shake it in there.
I got it. Yes, Marvin, it's yours. You can watch it come out again.
And then we wipe them out. We clean these once a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically just have to wipe everything up, make sure you get everything out of there, and then wipe all where it's messy.
Where it's messy.
This is the bladder area. We don't want poop to get into his urine. So you're going to have to stick your finger in there.
Oh, come on. Don't make stuff up.
No, I'm serious. If it's clogging, the urine will overflow and go onto the floor.
Look, I'm a good sport. I'll do whatever you tell me. But, I mean, gloves? I see them all over the place.
Well, we usually wear gloves when we mix up the poo, but this, we're usually in the middle of doing
something. Okay, no, that's fine. I'm just asking because I'm curious. Okay, let's go ahead and have a poke around there. Nope, nothing blocking up the urine hole. Thank you.
Thanks for the thorough check.
I believe you. I don't believe that was necessary, actually. Now you want me to just wipe all this stuff?
Yep, swipe it all up.
What are the odds of getting some more towels? Can you spare a square? One at a time, really?
Well, you probably won't need any more than that.
I mean, I don't want to get personal, but one square at a time? Is that basically how you roll?
I gave you three.
No, I had to ask for all of them.
We're trying to be, environmentally conscious here, too.
Yeah, there's been a real run on paper towels.
Cleaning the nappy thoroughly ensures that the next load of poo won't be contaminated. And once we got Marvin's nappy back into place, he was good to go.
Nice day for analyzing poo.
But first, the poo has to be sifted before it goes to the lab.
We're testing the yeast supplement. Basically, yeast benefits the good microbes in the hindgut. We've got 3 horses on this trial. One horse is the control, so it's not getting anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two are on different amounts of the yeast.
Okay.
We'll be testing the fecal pH because the yeast should make the pH in the manure go up a little bit. But we have to mix all this up first. So all these little balls have to be broken down because this is 24 hours worth of poo.
This is a full 24-hour cycle?
Yes.
For Ralph. That's 60 pounds of poo.
He's a pooping machine.
Ralph's a monster. All right, so right now all we're doing is...
Right now all we're doing is mixing it.
Is this.
We've got to rub it together.
Sure you do. Sure.
And make sure you go all the way to the bottom.
Oh, it's really warm in there. Just Ralph has just left such a prodigious load.
It's a little bad during allergy season when...
Yeah, especially if you're allergic to crap. Man, nightmare. It's okay. I mean, look, poo is the glue that holds us together, you know?
Exactly.
Everybody poops.
That's right.
But not like Ralph. Nobody poops like Ralph.
How are you doing? Are you pretty well mixed?
Oh, gosh, this poops. I've turned these into snowflakes.
We have a tin, so this is going to go in the pan to be analyzed.
It's like a little Italian restaurant to go thing.
Yeah. We pretty much just want it to be kind of level with the top, and then you kind of want to kind of press it down so that it's flat. Just kind of press it in there, get it pressed to the corners.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I feel as though mine is filled.
I think you're right. And then we take them into the feed room and we weigh them.
All right.
All right, and then we put them in the freezer.
All right, so we're going to weigh the poo. Look at all these freaking flies. God, it's a son of a gun. Look at them. They're drawn to this stuff like flies to crap. I hate these things. Okay.
All right, the next step is to weigh them.
So we just take this one. Mm-hmm. We know that the tins weigh approximately 0.14 grams.
Did you say not point?
Not.
Not? Like zero?
Yes.
Yeah. She's
no one says not over here. That's awesome.
So we pop this on and weigh it. So that one weighs 882. So that's a little bit heavy. Normally we aim for approximately 500.
I went too much. Right? Somebody write that down. This is
pies.
Pies. This is light as a feather. This is going to be 0.5-ish.
Oh, we're a little bit under.
Who did that one? You want me to go just jam some more in there?
You can do.
Okay.
I thought gloves were for girls.
That's hard, man. You're a cold, cold English woman.
They're outside.
Gloves are for girls. He's right. Put a little Ralph in here. Screw everything up.
Eventually, each sample is weighed and recorded.
Okay, what was Ralph?
It's a horse. Big son of a gun. Crap like a monkey. 0.9.
Then, they're covered up for storage.
You want a pair of scissors, though?
I mean, they're scissors for girls. What do you think? Do we use those? Or do we just chew through them? I'm sure this is what the makers of Reynolds Wrap had in mind when they were hoping to see their product featured on the TV. Yeah, I think I used that once to wrap up a tin full of crap.
Finally, the packs of poo are stored in the fridge.
This is poo corner.
Freezing the samples ensures their freshness when they finally get to the lab.
Oh, what a great way to cool off in the dog days of summer. A big tin of crap.
The average thoroughbred produces around 30 to 40 pounds of fresh poop per day, 65 to 75% of which is water. The specific amount per day depends on the amount of food the horse is eating, the digestibility of the feed, and the water content of the poop.
Here's the bottom line. For accurate test results, the key is fresh poo. And it doesn't get any fresher than our next test.
The pH testing involves not only all the poo from the three animals that we've collected and sorted and frozen, but this thing again. I haven't seen one in a while, but we go in to pull the freshest of fresh samples?
Yes, sir. Most reliable to get fresh.
Why do we do it?
We want it to be as fresh as possible so it's not exposed to air, so it's the most reliable to get it out of the horse rather than collect it off the ground.
Even like right now, if we were to catch it coming out, it still wouldn't be as pure.
As pure, right.
Okay.
Now you're all set. What it is, just rub that around on your fingers a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a couple of fingers, and then just get the horse used to the idea.
The Boy Scouts, be prepared.
And all we need is a couple nuggets of manure.
Right.
Yep. And you're right-handed, just slip on in there. And I can get on the other side and get the tail for you.
That'd be great. Thanks. Once again, you get the plum job up there by the head. All right.
They didn't know you're there.
I'm here. I'm right here. I'm in this area.
And just wrist deep should be enough to get it.
Whoops, it is. There we go.
The hard part's getting in.
Isn't it always? And then the next 30 years.
There you go.
Okay. Sorry, Pi.
Couple balls. There we go.
Just settle for one?
Yep.
That's a good size one.
Doesn't get much fresher.
Okay, right now, Catherine is calibrating the pH machine.
A lot of pretty colors.
So I'm calibrating for acid, so pH 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the neutral,
and then pH 10, which is alkaline. So it measures if something's acidic or alkaline.
Okay.
pH that's too low causes colic or laminitis, meaning a horse can't digest its food properly, leading to maladies such as split hooves.
So now you're going to start taking some poo, and you want to measure out 50 grams of poo into that cup. And you want to be very precise, like, but it pretty much needs to be 50.000.
I pulled darn near, very close to 50 grams of poo out of pie.
Talent right there. Still need just a bit more.
Half a gram?
Yep. Okay, that's a little bit too, that's too much.
1/10 of a gram too much?
Yes.
You're strict.
Yes. It needs to be very precise.
How come?
We try to get it as close as possible, because if we start...
No, we're going to get this to 50.
We're going to get it as
50
close.
Point. Ought.
Okay, you're still going to want to take out just a little sliver.
I'm looking for a piece of poo, roughly 1/10 of a gram.
You're looking for in the hundredth.
Which so. She said. It's not that at all. It's more like 1/100 of a gram. 49.9729. I need.
You can get closer than that. You can get it within.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to. I told you, I'm going to get it. I'm not leaving until it's 50. 49.9780. So close.
That's pretty close.
I don't think so. You've made this thing a really personal kind of odyssey. 50.00769-6867. It's getting lighter by the second.
I think it might be dehydrating now.
That's an interesting theory, Jillian. God, I'm 1/100 of a gram over.
You're pretty close.
Yeah, I realize that, Jillian.
We could let that slide.
We could, but we're not. You made your point earlier, and now we're going to see this thing through. We're looking for, what is it, 1/100 of a gram now?
You're looking for in the thousands.
It's the idea of a microscopic turd that'll get us where we need to be. Look at that.
Yeah, I think this is pretty good.
No, I think so too, but it doesn't seem to be all zeros. Oh boy, 499. This is, we're really close.
I think that's as good as we're gonna get.
Don't tell me what to do. Now the more I put in, the lesser it gets. This is truly some magical poo.
I think it's drying out as we speak.
You're not allowed to make that point anymore. It's so light, it won't even fall. It's hovering. I'm dropping magical pieces of hovering poo. Oh, hold everything. Watch it, Troy. Watch it. It's evaporating. Look at it go. Jillian, come here. Be with me when this happens.
Okay.
Be with me. Watch it. Look at it. Look at it, Troy. Stay with it.
Ready?
Grab it. What do you mean grab it?
Grab it.
No. We saw it. That's good. At least we saw it. Did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see the zeros? Did you see it?
Now that we have exactly 50 grams of poo, the next step is to mix it with distilled water.
To measure out 150.
No problem. Okay. What is distilled water exactly?
It's water that's been distilled.
You know, honestly.
Do you want me to measure out?
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
Do you want me to draw a line on there? Would that be?
Nope.
No? Okay. You definitely can't pour any of that back into the bottle.
Well, what's going to happen? Distilled water police going to come, rough me up, take me downtown? That's 150.
Coming up.
You're going to put pies, poo that you pulled out of his rear end.
Join us in the kitchen as we make a smoothie with poo. Not poo-thee.
Looks like wheatgrass. This is probably the stuff they serve in the club. Jokes on everybody.
Who would have thought that in order to properly test the pH levels of horse poo, you'd need access to common kitchen appliances?
Seriously. Now you're going to take your blender. You're going to put pies, poo that you pulled out of his rear end, into there. And then rinse out that cup, make sure you don't have anything left in there.
The bitch really clinging to the wall there. So, get off it. Get off of it. Worked hard to get you. Every little gram and one clean cup.
Okay. Now you want to blend it.
Oranges, bananas, nothing else goes in here?
No, that's for later.
Maybe some bourbon.
Yeah.
Poo and bourbon. Maker's skid mark. Not bad.
That was pretty good.
It's not bad.
That was pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Now you're going to dump all that poo so that we can stick the pH meter in there.
Looks like wheatgrass. This is probably the stuff they serve in the club. Jokes on everybody. What about all the stuff that's left behind?
Can you tap the bottom on there?
I'll tap the bottom, sure. I always wait to be asked first. Not the kind of thing you just do. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, we just need to be able to get the pH meter in there now.
We're just going to stick this in, right?
Yep. Stick that in, not touching the bottom.
No.
I'm going to push hold. It is 6.76 is the pH.
The pH in this perfectly mixed blend of poo and distilled water is 6.76.
Yep.
All right.
The information gathered here is shared with 40 different equine feed companies on six continents, improving nutrition for horses worldwide.
So.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So that's it for pH. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm staying standing. That's enough.
So we're done?
We're done with pH, yeah.
So what we know then is that pies poo, when 50 grams of it is precisely mixed with 150 milliliters of distilled water, the pH of it is essentially right on neutral.
Just below, yeah.
And because pie and his diaper represent a control group of sorts, that's exactly what you wanted to see.
Exactly what we expected to see.
All right. So now the only thing left to do is do something with the urine.
Yes.
All right. You just want this shaken?
Shaken, not stirred.
After the urine is thoroughly mixed,
that's probably good.
It's poured into a container we can work with.
All right.
Then poured into a graduated cylinder, exactly 150 milliliters.
Right on the line. Impressive. I'm impressed.
It's perfect.
Then it's poured into an even smaller container. Every last drop.
There.
And finally, stored in the refrigerator to be sent to the lab.
Once again, another freezer full of urine. I'll put it up here.
Yeah.
Good?
That's good.
All right.
All that's left to do is the dishes.
Just going to the dishwasher as well?
No, this is it.
This is one blender you want to be fairly thorough with. Have you honestly ever seen anybody get closer to 50.0000?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said honestly.
Really hard to believe.
I'm going to stop with the honesty. How about that?
Yeah, let's just, it's enough. All right, the rest is on you.
All right.
Thank you again. Absolutely instructive. You're a delight. Thanks for putting up with us.
No problem.
And keep the shirt.
Yeah.
And my hat.
And your broken hat.
Just look at that look. I'm going to enjoy this for... Ask me if I'm coming back here. I'll give you a hint. No. Made me very dizzy.
Well, we're pretty much at the end of our rope here with the whole dirty job idea thing. If you've got one, discovery.com/dirtyjobs. You really get my goat.
Did Mike leave?
Yeah, he couldn't take the smell, man. Sorry.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'll take that, sure. Thanks, man.
No worries.
No, it's just, it's not for you. You didn't work hard enough today.